Indeed, a wonderful good morning to you. What a beautiful day out, and it is great to see Emery just sitting in the front pew here. Won't you please be seated for a moment? I published the banns of marriage between Rachel Elizabeth Jones Chick of the parish of St. James Westminster and Reed Leslie Madison of the city of Ottawa. If anyone knows cause or just impediment why they ought not to be joined together in holy matrimony, there to declare it. And this is the second time of asking. We have many guests here and a special welcome to you, but you don't have to remember this announcement because next Sunday, June, July, and August, we're going to one service only at 10 o'clock. And if you think you're going to need a phone call or a reminder, just put up your hand right now and I'll give you a phone call, okay? I've been working on a sermon for next week, and actually the inspiration came midweek here, and I hope I can have a little bit of fun with it. I phoned up a family from our church to see if I could drop around and get to know them better and have a parish visit with them, and they said, oh, sure. And I suggested, well, what about Thursday afternoon at, say, 3 o'clock? And the woman said, oh, yeah, that would be great. Just wait a minute. I need to check with my husband. She checked with her husband and said, no, that's not going to work at all. He's out for coffee at Tim Hortons at 3 o'clock. And I scratched my head and I wondered, what on earth has gone wrong with my life? But you're going to have to come next week to hear what really happened after that. How's that?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty and everlasting God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
This is a reading from the book of Acts. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living creatures too many to number, creatures both small and great. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise the Lord while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Candidate for holy baptism will now be presented, and I would ask that the parents, godparents, and all the family members respond. I present.
I present Emery Maria Lynn to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Thank you, Victoria. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce the evil powers of the world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And to all in the congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in her life in Christ? You please be seated.
Let us now pray for Emery, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver her, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open her heart to your grace and truth. Lord, hear our prayer. Fill her with the holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those standing in need of comfort and healing, especially John Fryer, Sylvia Brightwell, Val Tucker, and Ted, who's Tracy Gritt's father. And we pray that you would give your grace to all in grief. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In water your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. Right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life on the earth?
I will, with God's help.
I now invite the parents and godparents to come forward, please. Thank you. All right.
aren't you gorgeous? Yes, indeed. Okay. Name this child.
Emery Maria Lynn. Yours.
Yeah. Emery Maria Lynn, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let me present Emery to the congregation. Isn't this a wonderful moment in the life of the parish and in the life of the worldwide Christian church? There. Here are the people. And I want to go up here where your mother spends so much of her time. All right. I mean, this is only appropriate, isn't it, Emery? So here are all the special friends of your mother. Hello. You can wave to them. Yes, they're all waving at you. Okay. There. There, who would like to take? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and raised her to new life in the life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. And now receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness to light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us his eternal priesthood. And one more little gift to give. Two gifts.
So, Emery, on your way now, on your journey with Jesus, with your whole church family, we know that Mom really likes stories and books, so we have some books for you. God's Dream and a Children's Story Bible. And may Emery's way be paved with alleluias and her footsteps borne on the breath of God.
Thank you. And please be seated. There's a story about a young boy named Walter Elias. Born in the city, his parents moved out into the countryside to become farmers. Walter had a vivid imagination, and the farm was a perfect place for a young lad with a wandering mind. One day in the apple orchard, he was amazed when he saw an owl sitting on a branch of the tree. He just stood there and stared. He thought about what his father had told them about birds of prey. Owls always rested during the day and hunted through the night. And this owl was asleep during the day. He also thought that the owl would make a great pet. Being careful not to make any noise, he stepped over sticks and leaves, and finally, quietly under the owl, he reached up and grabbed it by its legs. Now, the events that followed are difficult to explain. Suddenly, everything was in utter chaos. The owl came to life, and Walter's thoughts about keeping the bird as a pet soon were quickly forgotten. The air was filled with wings and feathers, screeches and screams. In his excitement, Walter held the bird even tighter, and in his panic, dropped the bird to the ground and stomped the bird to death. And after things had calmed down, he looked at the dead and bloodied body, and he began to cry. He ran back to the barn, fetched a shovel, and buried the body in the orchard. At night, he would dream of that bird. As the years passed, he never got over what had happened on that wonderful summer day. Deep down, it affected him for the rest of his life. As an older man, he vowed never, ever to kill another animal again. You see it? Something significant happened because of that tragic event, something Walter didn't miss, something which transformed Walter Elias, something which redeemed him from the pit of despair, something we might say even resurrected him to new life, something that made Walter Elias Disney, Walt Disney, forever look at the animal kingdom differently and help us see it differently. Help us see a magic kingdom. Do you see it? Walt Disney became a different person because of that heartbreaking youthful situation. Tragedy and death were no impediments to his dreaming. They became catalysts. And I hope these words, too, will be catalysts for your dreaming. How would you dream of the future? What would you do if you had the money or the drive or the encouragement from others? Have you considered riding a train across Canada, perhaps enrolling in a course in theology at Huron University College, paddling the full way down the Thames River, performing an aria, an operatic aria on the stage at Carnegie Hall, going to a church-sponsored mission to Rwanda with my brother-in-law, Kevin Dixon. Amen. Being the most friendly person in your neighborhood. Taking a story of something that's been very dramatic in your life and writing a story about it and perhaps even trying to get it published. Dreams, as we well know, can be too easily quashed. Occasionally, they are crushed by mean-spirited people. But more often, they're dampened by well-intentioned but parochial, small-minded people. I think that's way beyond your means. I don't think your gifts lie in that area. You're going to have egg in your face if you fail. And most often, our dreams are squashed by us, by ourselves, we who lack the confidence to try something big. Many of us know those feelings of inadequacy, don't we? Charles Schulz, that other masterful dreamer and cartoonist, did a good job of capturing those inner feelings of doubt in the droll character Charlie Brown. Charlie and Lucy and Linus were lying on a hillside looking up at the clear blue sky. And Lucy said, "Now, if you use your imagination, you see lots of things in the few clouds that are up there. What do you see, Linus?" Linus replied, "Well, that cloud over there, that just looks exactly like a map of South America. And that cloud over there reminds me of the profile of Albert Einstein, the great mathematician and physicist. And that group of clouds way back there reminds me of the open tomb where Jesus walked out of long time ago. And there's the angel standing guard over the tomb." And Lucy responds, "That's wonderful, Linus. What do you see in the clouds, Charlie Brown?" And Charlie responds with his typical note of inadequacy, "Well, I was going to say I saw a ducky and a horsey, but I've just changed my mind." What do you see when you look around you? Are your dreams quashed or encouraged? Are you like the man from La Mancha to dream the impossible dream. Now, this is exactly the dilemma the disciples were facing in the two readings we had this morning, wasn't it? Jesus' death had quashed the hopes of all the disciples. Who was going to be their spiritual leader, to lift spirits, to encourage them, to help them dream and be hopeful about a brand new world? Had they not even become a laughingstock to so many people? And then on that day of Pentecost, the third most significant day in the church year after Christmas and Easter, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples and their world was turned upside down for better. God infused in them the power and enthusiasm to see things differently, to be generous, kind, and loving. And in the book of Acts, we heard, "Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall dream visions." And it doesn't stop there. Listen to this verse that follows. "Even slaves, men and women, will have visions and learn to hope for a more loving, caring future." That passage was written some 2,000 years ago, and it's 2,000 years ahead of its time in egalitarianism and hope. And these frightened people went off to change the world. To be sure, some mocked them and thought that they were drunk and really overly zealous. But within 300 years, a lot of the Middle East and most of Europe had professed Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They took up the challenge to go into the whole world and baptize in the name of God the Creator and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so God calls on us to dream big dreams. Today, in particular, God calls we, Emery, and her parents and godparents, and all of her family members, to all of us in the parish of St. James Westminster, to dream big dreams, to think big thoughts about the reign of peace and justice and love, and how we can help and are even duty-bound to help bring that about. No longer does death and negativity have the last word. What God is helping us to do is for God to have the last word. Isn't that what we really want for ourselves? If you dream anything smaller, you're just like those doubtful, frightened disciples. So today in this Feast of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, we commend the Holy Spirit to come in us and fill us with big dreams. We started this reflection with the story of Walter Elias. It continues with Emery, to all of us who are born into a new way of thinking. And it ends with our holding up our dreams before God and asking God to bless them. As Christians, dare we settle for anything less? Amen. And now let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy.
Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
We break this bread.
Communion in Christ's body once broken.
Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying.
If we die with him, we shall live with him.
If we hope forever, we shall reign with him.
The food of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Now standing. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.